Good morning, at long last. 7:40 a.m. December the 22nd. It's a Tuesday, I think. It's a little hard for me to know what day of the week, let alone what day of the month it is. Kids out of school, been out of school since last week. We've had a few ups and downs. I'm probably going to talk too much about the downs, too little about the ups. But I'm walking. As so many of you have reminded me, I need to walk. I need to walk. I told John Ward yesterday, the only way I'm going to get out of this pit is on foot. And no amount of digging is going to help. The only thing that will help is the things I know that will help. And chief among them is walking. So we start building again. Those of you who've been with me for a while know that we go through this periodically. With any luck, we won't go through it again too soon. So, last night, 8:50 local time, plus or minus, was the solstice, where the sun is the farthest south in its apparent path across the sky. So yesterday and today are both the shortest days of the year. The difference, the local difference in Denver is less than 1 second between yesterday and today. So today is also the shortest day of the year. Last night was the longest night of the year. Tonight will be a little bit shorter, not by a whole lot. A few seconds. Tomorrow's day will be 3 seconds longer. 3 seconds. So I don't know if the battery in the phone is going to last until I get home. I've got it on airplane mode, so it doesn't try to connect to anything. But when I went to leave the house this morning, I realized it was at 26%. By the time I got done sending out my photos, it was 21%. I put it on airplane mode and it's dropped to 20% since I left the house 20 minutes ago. So I'm asking a little more of it now by recording. But I don't have the screen on. With any luck, we'll get a full file out. And I won't declare this a blue day. I toyed with the idea of making it a blue day from the get-go, and I thought that's kind of cheating. It's kind of unfair. So we're going to try it. We're going to go. We're going to walk. We're going to talk. We're going to try to rebuild this thing. The last few months have been wonderful in terms of fan support. I can't say enough. Well, I could say a lot more, but it would get kind of icky and boring. So let's see. Smuggler One, Milk Run, is hanging in at about 45. I may have gone past 50K by now. Now that NaNoWriMo is over, well over, and I'm able to actually look at the story as a whole. There are pieces of it that I think I wrote before that I need to recover, and those will be used. I also have to write a 5,000-word short story for an anthology that's coming out next year. And while I know I don't do short stories, and I really don't like doing short stories, the person who's doing the Anthology asked very nicely and is a dear friend. So, yeah, I said yes. Now I have to make good. A 5,000-word origin story on Natalia Ruggieri, which I think will help me altogether if I look at it in any kind of perspective. So that's a good thing. I'm freezing. I'm freezing my butt off. Most of me is warm. I've built up enough body heat, finally, inside this coat. My legs are still a little chilly. I meant to get out the thermal underwear last night so that I could bundle up this morning, because I knew I was going to walk today. It's the shortest day of the year. It's tomorrow will be brighter. It's symbolic. It's 1 extra reason. It's that 1 extra sunrise photo on winter day 1 with the sun as far to the south as it's going to be all year. It was so far to the south that it didn't even show up this morning when I took the tree photo. Just the edge of it on the side of the clouds on the right side of the frame when I took the photo this morning. I took a bonus photo of sunrise across the park. It's on Google Plus. It's a turning point in the year. It's the shortest day of the year. It's time for me to stop. Time for me to start. Time for me to put last year away. Time for me to start this year off. I've got 9 days to get this year wrapped up, to get the new year started up. And I'm going to give it my best shot, knowing fully well that, yes, I could and probably will not make the goal, not do what I want, not get it all done, not. But if I don't at least start it, if I don't at least try, if I don't at least, you know, log into the game here, there's no way I'm not going to win. So we're gonna give it a try. We're gonna give it a go. I don't even remember what the last day was that I talked. I don't remember the last day I wrote either, but that's... I missed the December 1st update on both blogs. That was kind of like, oh, really? Podium has taken the first book of Solar Clipper and the first book of Seeker. They've taken Ashes and Quarter Share. They've got the scripts for those. They're in pre-production. They're trying to find... I think they're trying to find somebody who's willing to commit to reading 1 million words and has the right voice. That's a lot of words to read. But it's been, gosh, it's been a long time. I wrote to them the other day and said, hello, I'm still here. Are you waiting for something from me, or what's the story? And no, we're still here. We're still working on it. We're trying to find the right voice talent for it. All right. I just assume they take their time finding the right voice talent, frankly, because it would be a bitch if they changed in the middle. It would also be very unfortunate if they got the wrong voice. The photos show a lot of snow. Well, it doesn't show as much snow as there used to be. We got hammered last week. I wouldn't have been walking even if I had been walking, because I spent most of 2 days cleaning walks, and then another day just looking at the sidewalks. Right now there are most of the path is clear and mostly free of snow and ice. There's a few places where there's a little bit of shade where it's kind of hung in, and there's the homeowners association for my homeowners association hasn't cleared the walk alongside West 20th, so they'll probably get ticketed if it goes too much longer. Here's one of those icy spots now. And another crunch crunch. I don't know if you can hear those ice crunching underfoot or not. So, yeah, the weather hasn't been helping. My mood has been particularly low for rather a long time. My therapist thinks it might be seasonal affective disorder. I'm walking here. I'm not convinced. I have never suffered seasonal affective. I've never been bothered by the dark. I don't go outside any more than I can actually help. And never have. And there's a certain, you know, a certain part of my life, when I was in Kodiak, for example, where, you know, in this time of year, the sun gets up for an hour. And in the summer, it goes down for an hour, but it never really gets dark. But we've had all kinds of issues. I don't know if I've talked to you since we've had the wall cut open in the bedroom in order to allow access to the plumbing, because we had to have plumbing work done in the wall. Pain in the butt. I have to get to Lowe's today, probably, and get the stickum that I need in order to install the new access panel that we've purchased to go in the hole in the wall. But the upside of that is that as long as we've lived in this house, there has been a leak that's 20-something years. Just every once in a while, when the girls take a bath, water runs down into the downstairs basement, which is right next to my desk, which means when I go to use that facility after they've taken a bath, I'm walking in a puddle of water. We've gone through whole sets of tiles. I thought it was, oh, you know, once in a while, a little bit. I put a little plastic liner up there to kind of catch the drips and let it evaporate, because it's so rare, you know. It wasn't every day. It wasn't a lot of water. It was a few drips. So stopgap measures, of course, did not do a whole lot of anything. But we've got it fixed now. They can bathe. I stay dry. Floors stay dry. We don't have dry rot. Don't have mold. So life is good. Our life is better. The house is better. The whole who's better, who's worse, status of the house, all that stuff. It's all tied into everything else that's making it difficult for me to focus, making it difficult for me to find center somewhere, difficult for me to get that writing machine moving again. I haven't even been playing EVE Online. I run EVEmon, and that tells me when the training queues need to be renewed. I've been at it so long now that a lot of the skills trainings, I'm looking at some of the older characters, particularly Natalia Ruggieri and Zoya Usoko, and even Virkel Condor. They're mostly trained as far as I expect to train them. I've gone back and added some trading skills. Station trading turns out to be a lot more profitable than I had originally imagined, and I suspect that if I were to spend 15 minutes a day on it every day, I could probably make a lot of ISK, but I've already got a lot of ISK across all the characters, so I'm not sure that there's a value add there. So what have I been doing? Somebody asked me if I was all right. I was, at that point, I was still playing EVE Online. And I said, yeah, at least I'm not playing Minecraft. And when I start playing Minecraft, that's the pit. That's what I've been doing for the last month. It started out easily enough. It started out, my wife was playing modded Minecraft Infinity. She was watching some of her YouTube pals in the Let's Plays, and Feed the Beast has a massive pack that's got most of the stuff that we really enjoyed playing in Agrarian Skies, but in a regular world gen. And so we were playing not on a skyblock, but on the ground. And it doesn't have some of the stuff that I really didn't like. It doesn't have Blood Moon. It doesn't have the extra dangerous creatures. It doesn't have any of those kinds of sillinesses. The game's hard enough as it is. I don't really take a lot of pleasure out of, in a sandbox, pitting myself against the game. The quest versions, the quest packs were kind of fun. Okay, let's do this quest. Okay, let's do this quest. And now I'm back in sandbox mode. And so she was saying, well, we always had fun when we played together. So I dug out the old Minecraft server and I put Infinity on it. And we started playing. And we play for a while, and we didn't like the sack. So I play for a while, start again, so play for a while. And I think last week we sort of hit the wall where we finally got it loading the way we wanted. But she's gone off. She is frustrated with me because I get... She's very into the aesthetic of it. She's very into it has to look right. I'm very into it has to work. So I'm into automation and building and making machinery and all that stuff. And she's into fixing the wall textures. And then she gets frustrated because I've got everything all done by the time she gets around to it. And so she started a single player. I started a single player. And so we're not playing together anymore, again. But who knows? It's Christmas. There's a lot of... We do more stuff together during this time period. And apparently I had enough battery to get back. Because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.